to you pre-recorded from Manchester, Connecticut. This is Seriously Off Track. I'm your host, Dan Urism.
Gordon Skatefoot.
You're a host too, right?
I'm a host.
Yeah.
Co-host. Co-hosting the show with Dan.
Well, then I'm co-host too.
I guess, right? I don't know.
And our guest host,
Cassandra, or Cassifras.
Cassifras. I like the Cassifras.
It's good to get titles on things quickly.
Yeah, it's important.
That's usually why I run away from relationships.
Titles?
Yeah, I guess.
Like a document of ownership?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, whoa, that's heavy shit.
That is.
A title is a document of ownership.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's not what I was looking to do at this time of night.
That just blew my mind.
Yeah. Well, we've been away from the microphone for a little bit. Since then, we've actually gone live with the website.
Mm-hmm.
The RSS feed is actually working.
Yep. I gotta go check out these clips, but the fame has gone straight to his brain.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's good.
Well, I mean, that's about all.
That's good. It's good to be excited about things.
Yep. Hopefully, any of you made it through the past two absolutely ludicrous two episodes prior to this.
You said you liked them, though. I hated doing them, but you said you liked them. And sometimes I hate things, and then I look back, and I'm like, it was pretty good, though.
It was a lot of fun.
There was really good stuff.
Yes, and it sounded like a lot of fun. And I think we closed off the episodes, I don't recall, with, you know,
it was scary. I had to get out of here, and I was like, yep, all right. And then Dan wheeled it in real quick somehow. I was like, all right, good for you, buddy.
Yeah. So thanks for making it this far to Seriously Off Track, official episode number 5.
Wow.
Yeah. We're up to official episode number 5. You're not even familiar with the shorts that we put
Cinco.
Out.
Cinco. No, I got to go check this out because I hope I'm proud of them. Sometimes I hate myself, you know.
I think you're going to be proud of these two in particular.
Sweet.
I'm not going to ruin it for you. Yep.
So how do I get them?
Well, you're going to want to download a podcast or podcatcher application.
All right.
Have you tried doing that yet? Yes, you did.
I did. I was just asking so you could tell everybody how to do it. But if they're listening, I don't know.
Yeah, they could be listening on the website.
How do you get here? How do you get here from there?
That's another thing. If anyone has any feedback on what you would prefer for on the website, would you prefer to be able to download it directly or would you prefer to be able to listen to it on the website? Because you got to pick one of the two with WordPress.
Well, what's the listen to it option? How can I get, you know, what is that going to end up being?
Oh, the listen to it, it's a play button. Plays right there. Very convenient. I think that's actually the way to go.
Versus download it?
Downloading the MP3 file.
I would check that first way first because that would be more exciting for me if it works good, but if it doesn't...
That's how it's set up now, and it does work good.
Oh, good.
How did you listen to it at your place?
I just played it right there on my laptop, on my television.
Off of the website?
Off
of the website.
So.
And you could skip around if you, for any reason, stop playing at some point.
That's cool. Well, so what was it that changed you overnight? You know, because I've been bugging and, you know, like the last few months or whatever, I feel like I've been pushing and pushing. And then I started posting and liking things, but it was small. And then you got all your stuff together and boom, it's done. It was whoa.
We're up to like 150 or 160 likes at this point.
I noticed.
That's pretty good.
Gordon Skatefoot is not happy with this. He's like, I got to get in on this one. What the hell?
Yeah, well, you were away at the time.
That's good.
And
I'd
like to say I had some free time, but I didn't think it was absolutely ridiculous around here.
I just meant my personal page. I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Are you going to make your own Daniel? Is you just using your Facebook?
No, I'm actually not going to do that. I'm just going to go with the Seriously Off Track. I don't need to personally interact. If you want to interact with me, you can email me at dan@seriouslyofftrack.com.
And if you're lucky, he'll let you come over and finger his butt.
Hey.
Sorry.
It didn't really happen.
Oh.
So the pictures are the same around the studio. You got the same pictures and whatnot.
Yep. We haven't gotten the royalty checks rolling in yet.
Are you waiting for me to get all my decor out before you start to decorate?
I'm not going to decorate. I'm going to have really awesome bare walls.
Yeah.
Like a college student or a squatter.
You should. I've been pushing and pushing to studio this place up a bit more, and we still have those giant panels of fabric. We could cover up all the bouncy walls.
We should probably do that.
I know, dude.
That's one thing that does drive me nuts about the recordings. You can hear a lot of echo off the walls.
For sure.
Oh.
What if you get those partitions, those little fake walls?
Those would work good too, if as long as they're not hard. They need to be like soft partitions.
Yeah, the ones we have at work are.
Or you could drape a blanket over that too, though. But yeah, if we were all sitting in a little partitioned area,
or we could each put a blanket over our head in the microphone. How's that strike you?
Well, me and you already have that, so we could just try using it after the break and see how that works out.
Oh, that'll keep us from having, you know, eye conversations.
That would be awesome. Because
we don't want to do that.
Sometimes, Cassie, you'll look over in the corner of your eye, and she's doing like this to you. She's pointing at you and like violently poking, and you're like, I don't know what she wants. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do that. Sorry,
you did
guys.
Do that. You did it today, so that's why it was fresh
you
in my mind.
You had something on your hand.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
This
it's gone now.
That's
we
good.
Didn't want anyone to hear that.
That's what it was. That's what this is.
So gross in here.
Gross. What is it? Is it a bug? It's a bug butt.
I'll tell you what it's not.
It looks like a moth wing, but I don't
many
know.
Things.
Okay, it could be. I've seen it before.
All right, well.
Yep, so we got a lot of that stuff going on. People are thrilled that they can actually easily listen to the podcast now.
That's cool. I liked it too. Like I did notice a bunch of crap going down. I'm enjoying that. I got to go find this app. What was the app called? That free one that you told me to
any get? Podcast app. I myself use Podcast Addict.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to go get.
I would go with the free version personally because I'm a cheapskate.
Like I told you, I'm going to give them the $2.99 for the donation if I can use my Google Play credits that I get for free from doing all the surveys.
Is that what you're telling me about? You sent me a Vox something about you're healthy so they give you more credits.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, start from the top. I don't fully understand.
Are you, too, aware of Google Rewards?
I am not.
All right. No? All right. So Google does these little surveys, and they're usually like 1 to 3 questions. And every few days or so, you'll get a little notification on your phone, and you look down, and you're like, oh, it's time to do a survey. So you do the little survey, and it's like 3 questions. And when you're done, they give you some money. And you're like, oh, cool, Google Play credits. I can use those from the App Store and buy all kinds of crap or whatever. Unfortunately, everything seems to be in-app purchases these days, so it doesn't do you a hell of a lot of good there. But anyway, yesterday I took a quiz, and it was like, are you athletic? You know, what was it? Do you remember what I voxed you?
It was something about do you play sports? Do you something athletic sportsness?
It was something like that. And I swear I usually get like 30 cents, 12 cents. Sometimes you get like 7 cents, and you're like, man, what a waste of time.
For what? Answering questions?
I answered questions about my income. Why does Google need to know this crap anyway?
Yeah. Don't give you 20 cents for it.
They ask you all kinds of crazy questions. Usually they want to know, sometimes they'll just want to know like, hey, do you like it when we show you pictures of naked women? And you're like, no, I don't really. Yeah, no, I like that. And then I figure they keep showing you that stuff. They're like, do you like baggage? Do you want to see a lot of baggage lately?
Like luggage?
No, not really.
Or women?
Like people's problems.
I want to see people's problems.
Oh, God.
What are you dragging with you?
Google Rewards. Sign up. It's cool. I'm going to use my money to pay for this podcast app so I can listen to these cool little snippets that I'm missing out on. I heard there's 2 already.
We're already up to 2.
That's cool, man. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, I
think the little things.
I think you're going to be thrilled with what I put up there.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So, you went to Kentucky to see a good friend of ours.
I did.
That's where you've been. How'd that go?
It was good. She was graduating college, so we went up there to visit. I brought my friend Kristen Brett. You remember her from the studio?
Absolutely.
We went up to Kentucky. We drove there in the good old Forester Subaru.
And this was a surprise. She didn't expect you.
She did not. She was not expecting.
From 1,000 miles away.
I think it's less than 1,000 miles, actually.
No, it's like 800. It's got to be something around there.
7, 8, yeah. You end up getting there, and then you're like, oh, we're going to go to West 6, go skate with those kids. It's going to be a few hundred more miles.
Jesus.
Anyway, so yeah, we went there. Me and Kristen drove. I drove the whole way through. It was like somewhere between 13 and 15 hours. Got there on our front door. It's probably like 1 o'clock. Yeah, we were supposed to be there like 10 a.m., but, you know, shit happens, and then you're like, well, it's 1 o'clock, we're here. So I snuck up to the, I got out of the car. First, I put my GoPro on.
Wise. That's wise.
I got out all in order. It only took a couple minutes, and then I got out of the car, and then I ran over to the front yard. She lives in a shotgun house. I guess I'm going to have to do some pretty good descriptive shit here, or else nobody's really going to understand.
What's a shotgun
this.
House? Is that like a...
So, like, you go down the street, and then you're like, oh, all right, well, there's, like, 3 houses right in a row, and there's maybe 5-10 feet in between them kind of thing. And the house, you know, it's a pretty decent-sized house, but it's, like, long, like a trailer, you know?
So like railroad.
It's like a trailer. It's a trailer home, but not a trailer, but it's bigger and it's a house. So it's like, they call it shotgun because you can see the front door from the back door and vice versa.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out in the barrel today.
Yeah. Somebody's robbing you. You can just fucking go out, you know, open the, go to either door and blast them. Shotgun house. But anyway, she lives in one of those, and she's like in the middle one. Is she in the middle one, or is she in the end one? Yeah, she was in the middle. She was in the middle of that little thing. I think it was like three houses and then one big one on the corner, kind of
triple barrel.
Yeah,
shotguns.
Right. Yeah. So I ran up to the front door. I was supposed to. The front door was supposed to be opened by her sister-in-law, RT. That's Red Tornado. But she didn't. She couldn't get the door open. I think it was broken or something. Anyway, so
what?
When we were peering, I was peering around the side of her house with a big beard and a GoPro strapped to my head. And then I heard her go,
"In Kentucky, that's not that shocking."
I heard like that. And sure as shit, she knew we were there.
Yeah, so it was a surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Excellent.
She was in the middle. RT was there, and she was in the middle Skyping her like best friend from Alaska, Shelly. So Shelly got to watch that
too.
Oh,
that's phenomenal.
I was like, oh, nice. I didn't even expect all that. It was pretty cool. Got a GoPro of that one. I'll probably share that one with the world.
That's good. Maybe we can put that clip up on the Seriously. You know,
right,
we got to get everyone to sign the release forms.
Yeah,
but
check this one out.
No, that's pretty good. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I hope I didn't whip anything out or anything, because I made some videos at a skate park later in the weekend, and I was like, oh, I forgot to turn the GoPro off when I went to the bathroom.
Oops.
This weekend on Saturday, I woke up, and I got a text from my dad. He's like, please give me a call. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Someone die. He doesn't often contact me with a serious tone, and I can tell from the text. So I give him a call, and he's like, so, you want to come see the White Pigs play? And that is his punk band, his like death rock metal band from the 80s. They haven't played together in 25 years. I saw him plenty of times as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to see them as an adult, because it's just different.
When's like, the last time you saw them?
Probably about 25 years ago. Somebody's, you know, coming home party from Desert Storm.
And how old does that put you? Desert Storm, like 91 or whatever?
I was probably 11 or 12.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah.
So I said, fuck yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I was so excited. I actually said, I love you, Dad, before I hung up the phone. And I do, but
Did he say it back?
Yes, he always does.
Oh, that's good. You guys are great.
Yeah, so I went down there, and he's like, show up at 2 o'clock. And I expected it to be, it's Knights of Columbus Hall that I had played shows at before.
Actually,
the Hartford Area Roller Derby end of year party last year.
I've been to a few. Oh, okay.
Yep. So it was at that hall, and I expected to show up, and the parking lot was empty. So I kept driving, and then there was another parking lot on the other side that led to this back like festival kind of area.
Oh yeah.
And there's dozens and dozens of motorcycles, and the cars just kept piling in and parking into the field in the back.
So whose event was it? Like a personal event,
there were six biker friends of his that were all turning a significant age at the same time.
Cool.
So they had a big giant combined party.
Yep.
One of them might have been retiring. I didn't check into that too much. I was a bit over.
No, that's cool. I was just trying to get the.
I was a bit overwhelmed. So there, I don't know. There's like 200, 300. There's a ton of people there. There's enough where I couldn't gauge it just by looking. And seven or eight other bands played, you know, biker favorites. But these guys, they begged my dad to get the band back together for this big special party.
And that's all it took. I've been hearing about stuff for quite a while, and I didn't think this was going to happen. And then all of a sudden I get this story, and I'm like,
nobody thought this was going to happen. So eventually they went on stage. I brought a recording rig, and I recorded the thing. And
how does it sound? Did you listen back?
Yeah, it sounds like a one mic recording, but it's listenable, and everyone's thrilled to have it.
Cool.
But they didn't practice. They did not rehearse for 25 years. And they flubbed a couple times, but nothing terrible. They pretty much nailed it otherwise. I was blown away.
That's awesome.
I hugged my dad afterwards. I like my dad. I love my dad. But I actually felt proud of my dad, which is, you know, that's kind of a weird feeling for me. When I woke up the next morning, it was like a whole bunch of shit was erased from my brain and things were better for it.
Aww. I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
One day I hope to understand that. Yeah. That's how I should have said. But anyway.
Yeah, cool. So and then apparently there's a promoter at the show, and they're going to book them for some shows that are going to pay real money, and I've been offered a chance to play bass at these shows, and I'm taking it. It's kind of overwhelming, ridiculous stuff, but fucking A. come out and see the White Pigs. We'll be playing. I'll let you know when we find out the dates.
Nice. So this is a done deal. I mean, you know, if everything works out.
Yeah, it's far from a done deal. But yeah. There's a lot of excited people who never thought that would happen. There were people sneaking into the party because they heard rumors that the White Pigs would be there.
That's cool. Maybe the Death Quads can produce some promoting with Scapegreed over there, get them at Cafe 9 or something.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If this happens, then I'm sure it'd be...
It's got a lot of
nothing.
You can find all the big bars in the area, so we don't have to make them drive around too much.
All right, and then at work yesterday, me and Adam, my good friend, bassist in my last punk band, we're working together, and we talk about, hey, ever think about getting a band back together? And we both agree we'd like to, but the drummer used to be a bit of a drinker. He's been sober for about a year now, and
you better stay away from him.
He's doing great.
I know. If you get near him. I can only imagine what's going to happen to him.
Either way, we're getting a band back together, man.
That's cool, man. You and your dad are getting your bands back together. That's amazing.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
You're getting Mass Hysteria back together?
Mass Hysteria is getting back together.
Oh, snap.
Shh, the drummer doesn't know yet. Sorry, Keith.
Well, I hope he's not listening to this crap.
I'd be shocked if he was, but you may hear about it from someone else who's a big fan. Shout out to my good friend, Eric Bednar. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate all the positive comments, and this guy does not like Gordon, I hear.
Well, I like positive comments, so that's good.
Hey,
if you're not being negative, man, don't like whatever you want.
Well, here's the thing. You're eliciting an emotional reaction out of someone. Whether he likes you or not, you're making him feel something. You're doing a fantastic job. I heard that and I got excited.
All right, you're a little too excited. I'm sad that, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Sad for you, but, you know, whatever.
Like he was drunk and rambling.
I can hear you, man. Sometimes I don't like myself very much either. I have a lot in common with this guy already.
Yeah.
No worries.
And I've been vaping so much that all the gurglies are coming up from my chest.
Oh, yeah? How long have you... Well, you said you were smoking a bunch of cigarettes.
No, I was. But I mean, I was vaping the whole time, but I gave up. I mostly gave up on it because apparently...
Yeah. Cigarette smoke's going to do the bad stuff. The vaping doesn't really, you know... Yeah, it sounds terrible. You're ill, my friend.
That really does sound awful.
If you're a doctor or just friends with one, please help Dan. Thank you.
All right, don't forget to share and like our stuff. Thank you for joining us on the first segment of Seriously Off Track's fifth episode.
Number five. With Gordon Scapefoot.
And Cassifras.
And Dan Urism. Be back in a moment. Fuck you, Windows, and your notification sounds.
Oh, you're gonna fuck say shit in my microphone now? Motherfucker.
Did you hear that?
I was like, she can't hear us. I realized that she can hear us. I can't hear
you. Yeah, we do have voices. Be back in a minute.
I'm sorry, what were you guys saying?
Be back in a minute. Seriously off track. We are seriously weird right now.
Are you under your blanket thing?
I'm under the blanket. We're trying this out.
I'm under a scarf that Mo... I think it's Mo's.
Didn't we find these in the hallway?
I don't know. Maybe. These are our scarves, and we're wearing them, and this is seriously off track.
We are doing this for you. We are trying to make the sound quality better.
I can hear... It sounds like you're under the sheets with me.
It's true.
Cassie's not under the sheets with us, though. She's somewhere out there.
She's just watching us.
Creepy.
What kind of weird Muslim talk show does this look like to you?
I don't think I can handle being under the sheets with both of you guys at the same time.
I feel like I'm in
too much for me.
I feel like I'm kind of in a like Elizabethan collar, but it's different.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
How's your breath smell?
Like strawberries.
Yeah, right. Thank goodness for Viperin.
Welcome back to Seriously Off Track, the Under the Blankets episode.
That's right. I'm Gordon Skatefoot.
And I'm Daniel Rizm.
And we're under the sheets with Cassie.
How are you, Cassifras?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you gentlemen tonight?
I'm getting a little hot and bothered under here.
That sounds... You're making it sound... I made it sound a little sexy, and then you made it sound sexier. But really, it's not sexy at all.
It is hot under here, and it's bothering me.
Yeah.
It's really hot, you guys.
My sinuses are warming up.
It's really hard to breathe near the microphone without...
That's breathing into
the microphone.
That's for me, I'm like, I can't breathe through my nose right now because it'll sound like this.
I have an idea, gentlemen.
What do you got?
How about you raise your microphones higher?
I can't see. I can't even see the microphone stand right now. Does it sound better?
I am hunched, but that's because the microphone stand's not where it belongs.
All right. I don't think this theory is working out. I can definitely hear the echo in the room.
You can?
Especially from you. All right, I'm undoing it.
These aren't really... These scarves were super light.
The guys are here.
Hey, Cassie. How long have you been here?
Just a few minutes. Just got here.
Got an earbug in my ear.
Plus, it gets all on my mustache and whatnot and have you. So, anyway, that was a pretty good break. Let's recap what happened on break.
We went out and we listened to harmonicaing.
That's right. I downloaded the podcast app. I'm a podcast addict now.
And I
signed up and even started listening to my first podcast. And I'm in it. Woohoo!
That's awesome. We're all very happy.
I did my first cartwheel.
Nice. No, you didn't.
In the second or the third?
Never, ever, ever lie to me. Okay, now you're talking. Good job. Probably see a couple more before the end of the day.
Could you do that on roller skates?
I could, but I wouldn't land.
You will eventually.
I can get myself up in the air, I think.
Could you do it with one roller skate on?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's where you start.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Pick the right one, though. I have no idea. The first foot down, I would think, would be the regular foot. And then
I'd have my right foot with the skate, left foot without.
Yeah. You can tell me when you do the next cartwheel so I can pretend you have a roller skate, and I'll be like, yep, that's the way you're going to do it.
I want to land on my left
foot. You are echoing more than usual.
Wow.
Because he's excited and he's getting loud.
It's all that Kentucky bit left in him.
That's not an echo, but you should come outside. I have something for you to hear.
What?
Hey. Nothing. Don't worry about it. No. We'll go outside later.
That's almost creepy.
Almost.
Hey, little boy.
So what's new with you, Cassifras?
You've
been quiet lately.
I heard you lost your job. Do you have a new job yet?
No.
No.
What are you looking for a job?
Yeah, didn't we already talk about this? Are you doing that?
No, I did. Ideally, what would you like to do next?
Can I tell you what I want to do next?
Yes.
All right. I don't actually know exactly what I want to do, but I've got some ideas.
Such as?
Most of them include a lot more roller skating.
Okay, that's good.
At Peppy's shop, 860 Customs. I got to go down there. I got these skate things, and I'm going to order some new ones from another company that I've been eyeballing. And if you have any experience with any of these skate products to let you go skating around on ramps, they're called like slider blocks or grind plates and what have you. In case any skaters listen to this, was it Bigfoot Bike and Skate from Wisconsin? I'm going to order some blocks from them, and I'm going to go hang out at 860 Customs.
That's 860 Customs, 41 Francis Street in Hartford, Connecticut. They are a skate shop, gear, apparel, and equipment, as well as a phenomenal indoor skate park.
Right. And I haven't been there yet, so I'm going to head over there real soon. I'm going to go over there whether I get those grind plates or not, because I want to check that place out. And I saw on Facebook one day, you got to go on there and like, is it 860 Customs on Facebook?
Yep, absolutely. Like and share.
Yep. and get down with those dudes, friend all the people that you meet over there because they're cool guys. And I think it was only $5 to skate all day one day, and I was like, there's like stuff going on, and I was like, oh man, I can't believe I can't go.
No, they have skate competitions, they yeah. have music, yep. the MCs, bands, all sorts of things,
people
DJs.
People break dancing and whatnot.
It's awesome. Really cool. There's anytime they have an event there, it's usually crowded.
Yep.
It's awesome.
So I gotta go start doing that more. I think I'm actually gonna try to fit that in my lifestyle.
That would be awesome.
I mean, it's not awesome for Honor Roll because I don't, you know, and then the rinks, because I think I'm going to spend a lot more time in the parks these days. I think it's where I need to go now. This cow's moving off of a different pasture.
It is the outdoor time of year, not the inside and the non-air conditioned beat up floor time of year.
That's yeah. true too.
The floor at Honor Roll is very lumpy
it's
right
humid.
Now.
Unfortunately, Pep's Shop is an indoor venue, but I haven't been there yet, and I'm sure it's got to be pretty clean, new, and
stuff. Oh yeah, it's really cool. Excellent.
You want an answer? I got you guys an answer.
What's okay. that?
I want to get a job at the damn gym, and then I want to go to college for fitness and nutrition and become a trainer and help other fucking people do what I did.
Good.
And maintain myself.
That's
better.
Awesome.
That's a great
That's
idea.
Awesome.
Can you do that? What's the next, first? Are you ready? Let's do that. That's great.
Yeah, what's the next step?
Yeah.
Get the job at the gym. Have you submitted your application?
I'm trying to find Doug. Because I want to put Doug as reference.
Okay, Doug, he's already a trainer at this gym. It's gotcha. My gym.
He lives cool. in our building.
All right, we'll do that. Get on that
I
shit.
I'm going to be like, Doug.
Good job. What the fuck am I going to do?
My only qualm with this is they need more people to do cycling. What is it called? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Spinning classes.
Spin class, yes. Right.
I can't do spin classes because of my meniscus.
Really?
Yeah, no, it'll bother me. Just swimming for 20 minutes bothers me. Skating for an hour and a half bothers me. And that's low impact. Let alone bicycling.
Bicycling is low impact.
Well, do you have
too.
To do it if you work there? You're planning on working there. What do you think you'll
Everybody
be doing?
Everybody that works there has to teach one class of some sort, whether it's a habitat class, which I could totally do. That's what Doug does, though. It's his thing. Or I could work overnight from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and just make sure nobody's robbing the place and clean the machines.
No, go for habitat.
Yeah, you might
want
to go
that
way.
There's only two people that currently take that class during the weeks. It's this... larger woman that she tries her hardest and she's working on. She's doing good.
That's
and then
good.
Her husband, who's a little elderly, but does his thing. And I'm usually right alongside them bouncing around on the yoga ball going, yeah, you guys got this. And Doug's just, all right, 30 seconds is up. And I'm like, okay, next one, let's do this. Yeah, you got it.
Abitech.
Nice. See, you go to the good gym and the nice people are there and they're all cheering you on anyway. They don't even work there yet.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to work there. I want a job that helps me help others.
That's good.
And I can just be me.
Help me to help you.
And I could talk about me and about how I lost all that weight and be like, hey, check this out.
It is truly
it's possible.
It's truly inspirational.
Yeah.
Except for I gained like 10, 15 back because I've been slacking.
Yeah. Aren't you having your girly time?
Wow. Hey. How
girls don't do that anymore. That like died like 20
do you
years
ever,
ago.
Do you ever meet somebody who's bigger than you ever were? And then they're like, and then you're like, you're trying to like be like positive for them, but you know what I mean?
I was just talking about her.
Oh. That's it. You just be positive.
No, you know what? My stepmother, she
Do you ever meet somebody who gets upset about it, though? That's what I meant to say. Like, they're, like, upset at you. Oh, you're so skinny. Oh, look at you. You're in shape, bitch. And you're like, dude, you know, like, I was out of shape, too. I mean, not where you're at, asshole, but people just get angry sometimes.
Start popping
out
photos.
Yeah.
But my stepmother, she was, I think, up in the fives. She's now in, like, the twos.
That's actually awesome.
Upper twos, cool. But
still,
she's dropping it.
Is she happy?
And I want to show pictures of her too. Be like, hey, look at this.
Is she happy?
She can do it. You can do it.
She's lost a whole one
she
of
happy?
Me.
She's not super, super happy, but I know she's happier than she was. So
absolutely.
I hope she keeps it up.
Is she still on the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's not happy, so she must be.
She does
her
thing every day or every other
day. Okay, then she'll get there. That's awesome.
I made Cassie give me the head nod. I had to know. As much as I struggle through life these days, I have to know whether or not some people are happy or not. Like, you're like, cool, you lost 400 pounds, 300 pounds. Are you happy? And then you're like, man, that's what you wanted, and you're not happy? Oh, man, shit.
I mean, the whole perfectionist, you know, attitude.
No, I hear you.
You're never happy. That's good. That drives you towards perfection, which is also impossible to achieve.
If you're exercising that much to lose that much weight, and you haven't found yourself in between, then there's something seriously wrong. Seriously. And you should talk to somebody. Because running usually helps a lot of people, you know, clear out their minds and...
Destroy their knees.
Destroy their knees.
And shins.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with skating,
heels.
But...
Yeah.
I might have to go get a membership over at Pepe's gym. So, 860 Customs.
Pepe's gym.
Or you can
gym.
Come to cardio when I get a job there.
No, we're not doing that. Unless you got one of them skate track things, it's like huge. You can do your strides and you figure out like best push.
You ever see that video? It's like this giant treadmill.
If your gym's got
with a harness, so you can skate, yeah, in one
GTFO.
Place.
GTFO,
yeah,
for reals.
Giant treadmill.
OMFG.
So IWG. It's actually probably like half the, maybe a little more than half the width of this studio. It's huge, huge treadmill.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the hockey players use.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got a harness.
I've seen this.
Yeah. I want to do
on
that.
On the book face.
Well, never heard of her.
What else you got?
Frankly, nothing.
Remember when we used to say that a lot and then we'd talk about different things?
Well, you would say that and then you'd lead me down some,
hey, life
some dark path.
Oh, yeah.
Life lesson for everybody. If you're going to go tubing down the Farmington River, bring Ziploc bags to protect your things. Multiple.
He already knows
bags.
That. He did that for us.
I went with people and they didn't bring anything and I was the only one that was smart enough to grab things for my cigarettes and my multiple lighters in different bags just in case bags got compromised. I was freaking prepared.
That reminds
me. Good for you, man.
There was no pirate run this year.
Yeah, there was.
What?
You might just not have been invited to it.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Arg pirates?
It was a couple weeks ago, I want to say. I had another thing, so I couldn't go anyway.
Nah.
What's goody with this? What's Pirate Run?
Well, the Pirate Run is this really cool thing. It's a pirate-themed event where you meet up on the Farmington River at a specific location, and there are people, they dress like pirates. So I got invited by default. They built
I invited him because he looks like a pirate. What am I going to do?
Yeah. People were dressed as pirates and built small pirate ships and all sorts of different piratey things. And
even though he won't put beads in his dreadlocks.
No.
That'd be awesome.
Not in my America.
Pieces of eight?
Piece of leather?
Pieces of eight.
Piece of leather, maybe.
There you go.
What kind of leather?
Yeah, a little leather ring or something. Or a sleeve. A
little leather ring. I've already got one of those, buddy.
We can get him a fake parrot.
Well, either way, everyone, like 100, 150 people hit the river at the same time and just party their way down the river for 3 hours.
Actually,
it's awesome.
Let me tell you why Dan didn't get invited this year. Here's what really happens. They do this thing. They do that Farmington River thing. It's called, they call it the FERPA, and I can't remember for the life of me right now.
The P is for pirate.
Yeah. So, you know, you float, you all meet there and you're supposed to be in the water by like 12:30. Everyone's in the water and they have this big barge. So everybody goes and hangs off the barge, you know, with ropes and what have you. So we're all clustered into this giant puddle of pirates and then we set sail. But the thing is nobody shows up on time. Some people are crazy. Some people are cool.
Everyone's blowing up their raft.
Some people want to be there at 10 o'clock. Some people don't get there until 3.
Some are already hammered when they show up.
Sure. So
we always got there on time.
Yeah, we got there pretty good. We were doing good. We weren't the problem. I did get invited. He did make a small announcement to a small group, you know, a smaller group of people and said, hey, it's happening, but we're not like, you know, we're not associating with it anymore, basically. I think he was just, you know, hey, this used to be my thing. Thanks for coming and doing it. You original people are cool, but this shit's a little bigger than for me to just say, this is my thing. I don't want to go down with this shit.
We should go do that.
So they did it. And I hope it was good.
Her own pirate.
I'm sure. The second time we did it last year, it was a bit freezing.
And I feel like there was a lot going on that day. There's a lot of people and whatnot. I know I was there. I know you were there.
Did you hear the news about August 22nd?
What's that?
There's going to be a giant slip and slide in Hartford.
I did. I think I did hear that, but tell me about that. I'm interested.
I forgot the actual address, but it's going to be in Hartford.
It's a very prominent park in the middle of Hartford.
Is it Elizabeth? Park. Or
It's between Capitol and something else.
Come on.
Is it Alexander Park?
No.
It's not Bushnell either.
I thought it was Bushnell.
It's got to be a hilly one. Is there a hill?
Bushnell Park's got a little bit of a hill leading up to the Capitol.
I think they closed down the streets.
Mm-hmm. This is on the streets?
Yeah. It's
oh,
a giant.
Fucking cool.
It's like group. It's this is like a Groupon type deal. Like zombie run or close down the streets and slide down it. I'm not doing it, but it would be cool to go.
Well, you get a little raft. You're not going on your belly for half a mile.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'd be scared. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm a puss. I'd be so scared. I'm a pussycat. I would be so scared to go down the hill. And then, like, a piece of glass or something. And
I'm
then
sure
you slide
they clean
up.
The damn thing up.
I'm made up of 80-something percent water. I pop like a goddamn balloon going at that speed.
Violet, you're turning violet.
I don't know. They give you a little raft. You're not sliding down on your butt.
Oh, you could be
She's
a single
slider,
up now. Triple slider, or a super slider.
Okay, where is this? Give me some
details.
Can
you describe anything that you see? Like, are there people on rafts?
It's in downtown Hartford. Mm-hmm. Kind of near Aetna.
That's weird.
Near the EPD, Environmental Protection
Read it like it's a commercial. Give us that good information.
Yeah. Give us the good commercial voice.
If you're coming over the river and you see the Science Center, go left. That's all I can tell you from this map.
What are you looking at? You're just looking at a map? Oh, that's terrible. Is there an ad for this?
Can you whisper from your diaphragm?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Carry on. We need information on this.
Trinity Street between Jewel Street and Capitol Ave, Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
I was right about Capitol.
Very good.
What's the name of the park? Is there a park?
Well, it sounds like it's in the street.
Yeah.
I think it's in the street, you guys.
This is terrible. Let's move on.
What else you got?
What else is going on September 22nd?
September 22nd? I'm going to a party.
Oh, wait. Where? Am I going?
I think so.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't think we should promote it.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where are you going to be on that date?
Well, if I don't go to New Jersey and get fucked up on this boardwalk on the beach, I'm going to be up here with you guys maybe partying.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
What's this beach talk?
It sounds like much more fun.
I don't know what it is, but...
My family lives down there.
A whole lot of Jersey in your life lately. Joy-Z.
So I'm going to go do some more skating. I'm going to sell all my stuff. I'm getting rid of all my music crap. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, you know by now that stuff's for sale. So get in line. No, I'm just kidding. Just ask to buy it and I'll sell it to you. Really, really good
prices.
Pretty
hot items. Pretty hot items.
All right. What do you got for sale?
Well, we've got a Galleon Kruger base head with a stack. I think it's 4x10s.
But yes, it's a 4x10.
Oh, thank you. I think it's an SWR. And that combo you can pick up for the low, low price of $500.
That's a pretty good deal.
I might even throw in a tambourine.
What else you got?
We've also got a Digitech 2112 Guitar Studio Processing Unit. Go ahead.
What are you looking for that?
You know, you'll have to go on Facebook, and I might have to push these on the Seriously Off Track, see if I can get some Craigslist kind of stuff going on here.
All right, what else is on deck? I saw you selling some other stuff.
I got a couple bass guitars. There's a 5-string Washburn, a 4-string Fender Jazz Bass. That Washburn is a beauty. I know Dan loves it.
I do. I used to have one. Fantastic bass. I had the 6-string version. Wonderful.
You can have one, too, for the low, low price of $350.
That's a bargain.
It really is. You can pick up that 4-string Fender for just $250.
Wow, really?
And
does it have active pickups?
Well, the Washburn does, but the Fender bass does not, which means you don't have to put a battery in it.
Wow, I'm saving money already.
But that Washburn sure is swell. I think there's a Fender thing, but I think Adam's going to buy that.
All right, what about the Ibanez guitar?
There's an Ibanez RX series guitar with a seahorse on it and a Frylock sticker on the back. Actually, that's on the back of the Fender bass. I should.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think I got cases for most of this stuff, too. So.
Cases are included?
I think I could do that. We're going out of business.
Negotiable.
Gordon Skatefoot's lost his mind, and he's selling all of his wonderful crap to you.
It could all be yours.
I hope these make it into shorts.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm just here to make shorts.
Short shorts.
Is that it? I think I do have other... He's got comic books.
Oh, whoa.
He's got baseball cards and comic books and...
How much for that Gordon in the window?
I think he's even selling some of his extra skate wheels. It's crazy.
Skate wheels, huh?
Yep.
I think I want some of those.
I'm going to buy some new ones and get rid of them stupid old ones.
What about bearings?
I think we could get some cheap ones. I'm going to have to talk to some bearing people about this. We're going to get a case of bearings.
You've got a bearing guy?
You buy my guitar and I'll buy a case of bearings. I'm going to use this money for drugs and skates. That's cool, man.
That's pretty good.
I don't remember what else there was, but we got more stuff. So, hey, if you're free this weekend, and hey, kids, remember, if you like the roller derby, come on out to Worcester. Enjoy Worcester area... Wait, what the hell are they called? Worcester Roller Derby. All 8 on the floor tournament this weekend, and you'll see me there selling all my damn t-shirts. So come on and check them out. We got band shirts and roller derby shirts, miscellaneous shirts, serial killers.
Miscellaneous shirts.
If it's inappropriate, Gordon might have it.
Nope. No, nothing inappropriate. It's all good for the kids.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Come check out those shirts at the shirt sale.
Well, thank you for joining us again on Seriously Off Track.
I am...
taking a break.
Gordon Skatefoot. of America.
And who are you, Cassie, and where from?
I'm Cassifras from right here, right now.
Very good. I am Dan Urism from Seriously Off Trackistan. See you in a minute. So, Cassie, could you just read back for the listeners what you just did? Your microphone goes here. Get that snort on.
She asked a question.
Yeah. What was the question, Cassie?
You started with a statement, but then you asked the question. What was it?
Well, I was, just scrolling through my phone on Facebook, and I came across this photo saying, "Who remembers what these are with two knobs?" And I looked over at the two older gentlemen in the room.
Oh, she's spinning it now. Go ahead.
And I said, "What knob goes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, UF?
And then I was like, it took me like a few seconds, and then I was like, What does the other dial say? What does the other dial go up to? Which I don't remember.
83.
Is it? You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And what letters are after that one, if there were any?
None.
They're none. But what would
VH.
They be? There you go.
I figured it out, though. Well, I don't
know. Cassie Frost
you clicked
did
in the comments,
know.
Cassie.
No, I didn't. No comment clicking. I scrolled.
No, we shamed her real quick, and then we were like, let's go back on the air and shame her on the air. And she's like,
no, but for real, my grandmother had that in the basement, so we had to watch the match game on.
Don't worry, I didn't spend too much time with that TV. We were middle class. We had a regular 1 through 103 kind of thing.
No, we were poor. We had that for a long time. We'll be right back again when Cassie says something else embarrassing.
Gonna have a tab of acid and some sad hacks. I've got half a dab of acid and some Xanax. I've got half a dab of acid and some Xanax. Half a dab of acid and some Xanax. Half a dab of some Xanax. I've got half a dab of acid and some Xanax. I drank some vodka and I bought some cigarettes. I've got no more of the acid nor the Xanax. Cigarettes. Yes, I still got my cigarettes. I bought my cigarettes to smoke them. But I don't have any more acid or Xanax. I bought my cigarettes and I didn't think to smoke them. But the acid.
We're live.
Have you ever had a hooker all up in your face and just giving you a bunch of crap?
I haven't. Have you, Cassie?
I sure have, guys.
Well, tell me more. Start from the top.
Okay, this one time, I was living with this hooker. This girl did a lot of internet porn, and she would disappear sometimes and come back like half hour later, crying, saying, "Did you try to stop?" Like, crying. And anyway, this dirty hooker got in my face one day. She was running her mouth, and I was just trying to take a bubble bath for my feet in the bathtub with the door shut, minding my own business, and she's running her mouth about me in the house. And so I was like, fuck this. Open the door, and I was like, excuse me? Why don't you fucking shut your goddamn mouth? Leave me alone. I'm not bothering anybody. And she was like, oh, what? What? And she put her arms up in the air as an orangutan would and said, oh, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
Flapping her arms around.
Thank you. And she titty popped me several times.
Whoa, what's a titty pop?
So she chested you, like...
Chest bumped.
And I said,
it's an assault,
bitch.
Though. It's not a bump.
And I said, oh, bitch, you keep doing this, I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
What circus were you at?
The Cabell household. Anyway, this goes on for a minute. Her mother comes running down because her mother is a landlord.
goes, girls, 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 stop, stop. Trying to get in between us, and it keeps going. She keeps popping me with her titties and orangutanging in my face. So eventually I took a swing and I fucking went to slap her, and her mom got in between. I went around her mom's head and I kind of like side clocked her, and then she called the cops and screamed assault, and then the cops laughed in her face, told her she was a child and that she needs to move out of her parents' house.
Oh, wow.
I won.
Where was that?
In East Hartford, 99 P Street.
Whoa. What are you doing?
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all these videos with like cops and what have you beating on people? Do you think that sometimes that's even out of context on, they're like, I'm all up for sharing, but I need the whole, you need to hit record at the beginning. You can't just start the fight and then be like, oh, well, I don't know who started this. I don't know what the cause was.
No, a lot of these videos, they show... to be fair, you are right. Without
I don't know. I'm just saying a lot of them
lack context, but I can for a number of these, I fail to see a context which would make that kind of reaction appropriate. Someone's handcuffed and sitting on the ground. Why the hell would you possibly assault them?
Right. I mean, I didn't see that video. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not going to specify any specific video, but in the video that I most recently saw, and I've seen other ones where I'm like, what the f-? You know, like, off... If you freaking drag someone off of freaking out of the camera, I'm like, you probably did everything you could over there off camera, you scumbag.
Yeah.
You know, but when sometimes I see somebody does an iPhone shot out the window and catches some shit, you know, like, the, you know, a bunch of cops are beating on this dude, but the dude's like struggling and whatnot. You can tell like he's not just, you know, something's going on. Like, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. He should have got the whole thing. Don't feed me half the information and want me to go kill a cop or something.
Don't put it in portrait mode. Flip your goddamn camera to the side.
Yes, please. I've been telling you that for years because Tosh told us a long time ago. We've moved on.
Tosh said something about it?
I think so.
That guy and his fucking opinions, I swear.
If it wasn't him, it was Talk Soup. I don't know. Anyway.
Talk Soup.
One more thing on that, you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to say before, just so you know the caliber person this was, once the cops were there... And I was sitting on the front porch, not moving, staying very calm, trying not to stare at anybody and just keep my ears open, my mouth fucking shut. Being good. She's yelling to the couple, she smokes weed, officer. She smokes marijuana. When she was just smoking in her room.
Oh, man.
She tried to get the cops to go in the house. I'm like, your dad smokes. Everybody else in this house fucking smokes. Are you trying to crucify everybody right now? Are you stupid? This is before... It was a half ounce okay.
And now Dan and I shall sing a song that you may have picked up on in the middle of that clip. Hey, I want to start out with the chorus. Why can't we? Can we sing parodies? We can sing songs. When you're like
parody songs.
Girls, girls, girls. Did you hear that? Did you look at me because you were like?
No, I don't know where you're going. I thought you were going to give me a cue or something.
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't get it back. But when she said girls, 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 did you not look at me and think Motley Crue?
No, not for a moment.
This is garbage.
All right, we're going to break again. We'll come back with something good again.
Trying different things.
Seriously off tracking.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well.
What's the craziest thing you think I've ever done to one of my girlfriends that you know of? If it's going to offend the shit out of anyone, don't use any names or anything like that.
Do I know any?
Like, don't be like, hey, remember that girl, Alicia? And you were like, oh, da, 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 and then you use the C word?
I don't know any of your girlfriends.
So you don't have nothing?
I got nothing.
I think the craziest thing you've ever done to a girlfriend. And this is just a shot in
you
the dark
think
here.
This is something that could have happened. You're not telling a story of something that...
Hey, get up on your mic.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just guessing here.
Go ahead. What do you think the craziest thing I've ever done to a girlfriend? Is that what the question is? I want to make sure I know the question.
Like sexually or just
it.
At all?
That's why I'm asking questions here. I'm like, what kind of answer... No, go ahead. What question are you answering?
Sexually, I could see you tying somebody up and then leaving them alone. Just leaving them there.
Whoa! All
right, I did ask for the worst. We were talking about some stuff off.
That's pretty fucking awful.
Off track. But what do you think the worst thing I've ever done to a girl is? Go ahead, be brutal.
Other than banged her friends.
Loved her.
Banged her friends is an honest, like that could be an, you probably banged a girl's friends.
In front of her.
In front of her? No.
How does that even happen? She would leave.
Everyone bangs someone's friends, but that's definitely not the worst thing I ever done.
Everybody bangs someone's friends.
I've done it.
Don't look at me.
Sorry. I banged friends.
Yeah. Been there. Yeah.
As a girl, I've been stuck in the precarious position many a times to choose between two fucking friends. And you know what? Pun intended, I suppose.
Two fucking friends. Oh, that's good.
To choose between two, and it's always a hard decision because I'm like, I don't want to tear you guys up.
Hard decision.
Harvard area roller derby.
So.
That's tough.
The worst thing I think you've ever done to a girl.
Yeah. I mean, really, I wanted to ask you what the worst thing you'd ever done, but I wasn't really comfortable in answering that, so I thought I'd throw out...
Okay, the worst thing I've ever done?
Yeah, what's the worst thing you ever done to a girlfriend?
Oh, Christ.
The worst thing, in your opinion, you've ever done to a girlfriend?
On the night that my girlfriend came out to me as gay... We were sitting parked in front of her dormitory.
Well, she wasn't your girlfriend anymore.
Sounds like she dumped your ass. I said girlfriend. Gay. Thanks, Cassie.
We were sitting in front of her dormitory at Central Connecticut State University in the loading zone. So everyone's got to sit there on a Sunday night with their blinkers, their flashers on.
Yep. Picking up.
Yeah. And she came out to me as gay and she said, "No, but I love you so much. Is there anything I could do for you?"
When you say gay, do you mean happy?
I mean lesbian.
No, that's cool. Again,
in a young me, the first thing that comes to my mind is...
What'd you do? Fucking dick.
I said, blow me.
Oh.
So she did. A crying girl blew me.
Why was she crying?
Because she just broke up with me, essentially.
She's gay!
Well, yes, I know that now.
There were tears. She was happy.
So I was face-fucking a crying girl in front of her dormitory on a Sunday night as people were loading and unloading.
That's spectacular.
That's probably the worst thing I've ever done.
All right.
To a girlfriend.
To me, that's pretty fucking terrible. So,
started this.
No, I don't want to play this game.
It's the worst thing that I've ever done to a girl.
To a girl?
To a girl? Oh, no, no, no.
I know what it was. The other day, you didn't push yourself onto the other girl who slept over your house when you should have.
That was probably the best thing I did for myself.
It's kind of like blue balls, but for girls, it's different. You probably broke her heart.
Or really?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
No, but for real? This one time, this bitch pissed me off pretty bad. I went to my dad's tool shed, and I stole his valve stem remover. You all know what that is?
Yeah, we know what that is. It takes the thing out of the tire, so your day sucks.
And I walked all the way to her house and popped every one of her fucking tires.
You didn't pop the tires.
You took the valve stems out.
Yeah, I let them go.
Well, and also, it's not like, let me get my pump and pump them up again, because there's nothing to hook it up to.
You can't.
She pissed me off. And actually, I was thinking about doing this to this kid that I met recently, because he deserves it, so...
Don't do it. Stop being negative. Don't do these things anymore.
All right, Gordon, what is it? What do you got?
I don't remember. I just do.
You don't remember.
Everything I do.
You've done something terrible.
I don't know. There's too many. I feel like there's so many things. One time this girl was on fire, and I was like, she was like, "I'm on fire, put me out." And I was like, "All right." And then I grabbed a towel and put her out. But I was like, shit, man, I probably could have just grabbed that dishwater and threw that on her leg.
Or peed on her.
I thought about that, but it's just not going to work probably in that scenario. There was a lot of fire.
This is a joystick.
She was badly burned.
Wow. Wait, is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Wait, really? How did this broad get on fire?
Well, she, you know, kids. Kids in jeans. You kids in your crazy jeans. Hey,
Have you guys ever played the cover your partner's face with a pillow game?
Yeah.
It actually contemplated not letting up.
I play that game with my friends and my family. We play that at Christmas. No, I haven't, but I'd like to. Would you like to play right now?
You guys.
That's cool.
I've never heard of these games.
I didn't know there were games, but now that I know, I'm going to ask to play them more often.
Ooh, I know a game that I can't lose.
What's that?
It's the tickle game.
I don't like the sound.
I'm
of
super
this
flexible. I'll start tickling you with my goddamn feet, and you can only restrain two because you only have two arms.
You can't tickle me.
I don't like being tickled, so it's not a game I want to play.
I'm not ticklish. Actually, I can be ticklish. I can turn it off, and you got nothing.
Yeah. Sounds like a challenge.
Were you ticklish? I could kick your ass in the tickling game.
I could be ticklish if I want to be, but I can turn that off. Girlfriends hate it, especially the ones that hate getting tickled, because they got nothing.
When you start pinching the soft
spots. I don't
spots.
Even like talking about being tickled.
Look, like, he's turning red.
Turning angry. Don't do it. I'll spill beer on you. It happens.
Oh no, I'll run to my apartment.
As if she were on fire.
Get your brush on. My beard needs to be brushed.
Don't you need a special brush for a beard?
No, not really.
Well, at least his hairs are kind of red, so they'd match.
Yeah. You would know which ones are, well.
You hear a crunchy beard your, sound?
His long and curly.
Does your carpet match my drapes?
Hardwood floor all day, bitches.
For seven inch hairs. No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
I used to get asked that at work every day since I dyed my hair red.
Yeah.
Oh, does the carpet match the drapes?
Jerks. You people stop asking that question. You know damn well it does.
That was my favorite response, was hardwood floor all day, bitches.
Oh.
Hardwood floor. How hard is that wood floor? Wood floor.
Depends on the day, I suppose.
If I had hardwood floor, I would get a Sharpie and I would write fun messages there. What song is this? Do you own the property rights for this song?
This is a parody.
Is it?
It's House of the Rising Fun.
Oh.
That's where I live.
There's no harmonica on this track.
We can make that happen at a later point in time, I'm sure.
Like there was a house in New Orleans?
There is.
Yes, yes, that's the one. I'm glad you've heard of it.
Do tell, where could I hear this song in its entirety?
Well, if my band happens to get back together, that's one cover song we're actually going to keep in the set.
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, you can hear that on Dan's SoundCloud. That's what I was
saying. Is it? I don't think it is up there.
No? Oh, no, I'm sorry. My bad. There's other cool stuff, though. You can check that out.
We have an extra person that would like to join us tonight on the podcast.
This isn't a person. We've got a cat. Stuart, how are you?
Stuart's here, and he wants to use Dan's microphone, and... Well, Dan's not using it right now, so we're going to go have an add Stuart on now. Hey, Stewie, how you doing? That's just Cassie. Stewie's got not much to say right now. I seen him say bigger things. I could give him... Here, let me shoot some anxiety into your cat.
Coming up next, we've got Linda.
In the Turbo Minute.
She's right behind
What's
you.
The Turbo Minute? Is it a two-stroke Tuesday thing?
Is it Tuesday?
No, it's Thursday.
It's not two-stroke Tuesday.
What's Thursday?
Three-stroke Thursday.
What's on Thursday?
No, it's throwback Thursday.
Thursdays are cockfights. Bring your cock, battle it out.
I do like.
But what day is Double Dutch Rudder Day? Because I want to be part of that day at Jake's Service
Double
Awards.
Dutch what? What is it?
Rudder.
I don't know what that is. Is this something to do with the Pearl Diver?
It's when one person, actually two people, hold their own pieces.
What do you mean?
You hold your own pieces down below.
Hey, you're listening to Sex Talk with Cassie. This is when two people hold their pieces down below in a rudder.
Go ahead, Cassie.
And then you use your other arm to grab that arm of other said person.
Yeah, huh? I understand.
And you manipulate it.
So you're jerking your own jerk, but someone else is doing the jerk.
But somebody else is jerking your arm for you. Yeah, but you do it at the same time, so it's a double.
Have you ever done a rudder?
I've tried this.
Have you?
I've never even heard of such a thing.
I've ruddered myself. Does that count?
I'm sure I've ruddered myself.
You'd have to touch yourself and have somebody else jack your arm.
No, you just jack your own arm.
Did your arm go numb?
You know, you can do a lot with a lot of different rubber bands.
Yeah, it's called the stranger.
I use these.
No, that's called the jerk. What is it called?
Double Dutch rudder.
It's called the double Dutch rudder.
Double Dutch rudder.
I might have performed a single Dutch rudder once.
I did half of one.
And here's Linda sniffing some skate gear. Do you like cats? Do your cats like you? Would you like your cats to like you a little more? Go roller skating.
In the famous
words, sniff your pads.
The famous words of Charlie Day. Does your cat make too much noise? Try kitten mittens.
Yeah, they already did. Thanks. This sounds like something you'd hear on that too. But yeah, you pretty much summed it up. We just ripped off It's Always Sunny.
I gave him his credit.
We're doing that with our life.
I gave him his credit.
It's good.
And we're not making any
They're
profit.
Doing a good job. I think they're still on the air. People still watch that shit.
Wait, I was just watching it the other
day.
What
do people still watch?
It's Sunny. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. We watched it the other day, in fact.
That's awesome, dude.
It's all right.
I don't watch TV anymore, but I'm glad they're still doing it. Because if I was, I would be watching that, dude. I love that
I'm
show.
I'm happy to be there.
For like five seasons.
I don't watch Rollers. TV.
Thank you for joining us. Seriously, off track. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and finish this thing up. Thank you for sticking around. We'll be back in a bit. I'm Dan Erism.
And I'm Gordon Skatefoot.
And I'm Cassifras.
That's Cassifras.
Ooh.
And I'm Linda.
Do
Dangerously Off Track. I'm Dangerism.
Ah! I'm Gordon Skatefoot.
And I'm still Cassifras.
I know. We got to record some of it. They're called stingers. You know, stingers? When you're listening to a radio station, it's like, pew, 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 you're listening to, whatever. We got to record some of those so we don't have to say that every time, because frankly, it's getting a bit old.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking that a long time ago, but I didn't realize there was a solution.
Oh, there's a name for it. Yeah. There's a whole suite of radio things we've got to do to make our jobs, frankly, a bit easier.
Yeah, make life easier.
In fact, we could even lay it out in the session, you know, pre-recorded, so that we'll hear the sound coming. Right, oh, it's time to go to break.
Wow.
Like we had a producer who wasn't also involved in trying to be entertaining.
My eyes lit up like it was Christmas tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now it's Christmas tomorrow. Are we going to have this tomorrow?
I don't know about that. Are you going to come over tomorrow?
No.
You're busy.
No, I'm totally busy.
What have you got to do? Because we're just doing some audio engineering experimentation over there
for the big tournament this weekend.
The big roller derby tournament, all laid on the floor.
That's right. In Worcester.
Worcester. Worcester.
Worcester.
Not that. But yes, it used to be that for me.
So you're going to be doing some announcing.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm going to be doing some sound stuff too, obviously, because it seems like I got roped into helping out with the sound stuff.
Well, everyone likes rope.
So I'm going to help Loaf out. You're helping Loaf out. Thanks for letting us borrow your compressor.
Yep. You're welcome, Loaf.
We appreciate that.
I'm sure he'll give me a reasonable pat on the back when the time comes.
Yeah. Loaf will. I'm sure Word will too, because you're helping them out. Because without any of this stuff, we wouldn't be getting to hear me talk.
I love the Word girls as well. So by all means.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. I'm going to go and do the sound there. I'm going to sell a bunch of t-shirts. That's good. And that's what we were working on.
Just be sure to mind your microphone a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're moving your head a lot more. Move your eyes.
My bad.
Yeah. You're not as bad as Cassie. You're not even near your microphone.
I'm almost always touching it. Something.
Yes, but you're pointing, like sometimes you're looking over here and then you're looking over here.
She talks to what she's talking to.
That's fair. It's a very human thing to do.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
We have limited production capacity. We're trying to
bring
the most out of the least.
I try to connect to whoever I'm speaking with.
Yeah.
Do it by moving your eyes.
You got to do
it. Hello, listeners. I'm trying to connect to you.
That's hot.
Yeah. Connect to the listeners, because
Let's connect.
Because we don't have the most professional setup in the world, I'm over here pointing at my mic, and you're trying to talk to me, and if I'm trying to talk to you, like, it's like, oh my God, I have a migraine, because I'm trying to like look over here, but talking to the mic, so...
I wish I could just flounder and look at both of you at the same time.
She gave me dirty look, like, that's how it is, man. It's set up that way. It's weird. I want to be talking to everybody.
You're touching the mic?
Are you set up that way? Yeah. I'm moving. I'm going over here now. Now I can see.
Ooh, that's new. You've never been over there before.
Hey, everybody.
I like that.
I was always pushed away from you because I didn't want to look at Cassie. Uh-oh, what happened there?
Oh. She just snapped her headphones out her goddamn ears. I'll tell you what, girl. I've seen you with the headphones. I know you can do it, boy. All right.
All right, so we're going to do some stingers. I'm going to ratchet on my microphone one more time in the fifth episode ever of Seriously Off Track. And we're going to do some stingers. So what does that mean, man? Hey, this is Gordon Skatefoot, and you're listening to Seriously Off Track.
Yes, exactly. But this is an ad for Jake's Serfs and Whores. Hey, I got a problem with my rear end.
Well, that's messed up, man. Take it up to Jake's Service and Whores.
Jake's Service and Whores. Auto asphyxiate at Jake's Service and Whores.
Yeah. I think we got to come up with some new ones, man. I'm getting bored of Jake's.
I'm cool with Jake's. We need to come up with one fun. We have to finish Jake's. We have to finish Jake's off.
Well,
get your car tuned up. What? Get your Rob lubed up at Jake's Service and Whores.
All right. Well, if we're doing Jake's Service and Whores, we're going to do it right. And we're going to do a writing session for that one.
Yeah.
What about like Suzanne's Slippery Sauce Palace?
Hey, whoa. We're talking about Jake's Service and Whores. We can do that too.
Sauce but Synagogue?
We have to finish this off in style and class.
Oh, yeah.
As is befitting of Jake's Service and Whores.
I think he's trying to end the show here. I don't know what he's doing.
No, I'm just not. But yeah, stingers.
Oh, stingers? Hey, this is Gordon Skatefoot, and you're listening to Seriously Off Track.
Don't forget to like and share.
On Facebook and all your other social medias, monkey.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously Off Track.
Seriously Off Track.
Seriously. So we got to get on that.
Yeah.
But seriously, that would make our life much easier.
No, we can do that really easy and quick one day. It's not going to take long for that.
No, I mean, a couple hours will make like...
some good shit.
A minute of this stuff that we can...
good shit.
Lay out. And then...
real good shit.
The session will tell us when to move on to the next segment. Well, then if we do that, if it's pre-programmed, we'll be over like, is it time yet? Is it time yet?
That would just be it for me, a clock. Like, I was like, oh, man, we should just have a... like a one of them referee clickers to be like, hey, well, breaks are 20 minutes, so when this freaking clock goes off, we're off on break. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't we take a vote with the listeners and how long they would prefer it to Stewie. Be, if it matters to
okay,
them.
Okay, you know what?
Stewie. Or not.
Well, I believe you should speak up, but Cassifras raises an excellent point.
Go ahead. Listeners, Stuart and Linda, what do you think about this? Go ahead.
Meow.
No, go. What's your idea? Speak up.
I think we should take a vote to the listeners and see how long you guys would like it to be, or if it matters if it's a longer one this time and shorter next time.
What's long? Oh, the episode length?
Yeah. I mean,
were you guys talking about that? Because I wasn't even talking about
gonna
that.
We're not going to be like, it's going to be a minute or 45 minutes.
I'm pretty sure episode one has a very, very, very long first segment.
We were just
compared.
Chuck Ruskin here, and I've got a whole lot of opinions on the length of time that a show should go. I see this school taught that I was wrong and was that you're going to have a free term of time. 45 minutes is the most that a show should be because you're going to have your stingers, your commercials, and your station IDs. This has been Chuck Ruskin. Thank you for tuning in to Seriously Off Track.
That would get me out of here a lot quicker. Be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45?
Well, yeah, because if we have all that all timed out, then we don't have the extra 4 hours of bullshitting and sitting in the green room.
No, we're going to do that too.
Well, you know.
That's part of it. It's just the breaks are forced.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, the dozen of you, if you have any feedback, if you have any interest in having a part of this show, stop. Get that out of here.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Listen to that shit.
Yeah. Let us know. You can respond to us on Facebook, or you can get us at dan@seriouslyofftrack.com or gord@seriouslyofftrack.com. And let's not forget peaches@seriouslyofftrack.com.
Please send Peaches mail. She misses you.
Yes,
we
miss her. She misses us.
We need your help to get her back online.
Yes. That's pretty much where we are these
peaches,
days.
Peaches, if you're listening, please come back.
Oh, with a voice like that, we're going to get here in a heartbeat.
Dude, if you and Peaches get in a bed together, I can guarantee you, you're not going to get out with, a little bit of
difficulty.
Some action.
Thank you for joining us on Seriously Off Track's official episode number...
Sorry, Peaches.
All right, let's start again. Thank you, Peaches. This has been Seriously Off Track's official episode number 5. I have been Dan Urism.
I'm Gordon Skatefoot.
And I'm Cassifras.
Cassifras.
Cinco.
Good evening, good night, good morning, and whatever the fuck you're doing, we're going to see you around.
Have a great day.
Don't forget to like and share, everybody.
And don't fuck off. Good night.
Like it.